You all saw the news flash? Or you got the same
Yeah,
message?
I just saw it 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I received an email, so I thought I caught the real news, so I thought I'd just drop it in.
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
Is it unlocked? Yeah, that's my presentation.
Kind of open it a lot.
Hmm? Oh, right.
Okay. Okay, everybody ready?
Alright.
Okay.
I'm not with the crisp plan. This one. And then.
You need the new one.
Okay, can we get started or is there some pressing issue?
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
No pressing.
Just plug in the power cable when you come through.
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help the screen?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Too
bad.
Okay.
Just one way to do that.
Format C.
Format C, yeah. So it doesn't draw the attention away.
Yeah.
I need my old map.
No, sorry about that. That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
no?
I just
okay.
Left it closer.
Yeah.
Took it here.
It's then there's some way it's good, otherwise.
Then when was it get started?
Well, I call me when it's happening. This?
Thank you. Do you guys like the task?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And
actually,
a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So
it's supposed to be on what you have to look
so,
I had a whole idea and then just
yeah.
Diving into that. Oh, I have to
do that.
So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I had the time to integrate the information. Also.
Yeah.
You will know.
Okay. There we are again.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, it's fine. We have to start it right away.
Yeah. This was you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for RSI. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and coloring and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean.
They do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So yeah, we have
But
to
if he doesn't
we
have an equalizing.
yeah, I mean we can't,
Next
my TV
generation.
has, but
Alright.
we can't leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, data text, but we can skip that because I saw the news flash and data text is so outdated that
That
it should
needs
not
to
be
work.
used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel settings, so for programming your channels in the right
Where
order.
did you guys get that news from?
No. So I
Yeah,
didn't get any wrong
on the project.
Not my mail. I received the mail, but you don't, so
No,
that's
so it's a text
even
file
more
in the
information
project
then.
folder. So data text can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess. The new
Below, I
product,
believe.
or below,
Yeah, below 40.
because that's pretty relevant. I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus,
Yeah.
and the new product should reach a new market, which is
Below.
customers below 40.
Okay, well,
Do I interpret that
that's
in the news
that's in the news flash. Okay, that's
Okay.
good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in the screen or speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also this, so not only the design of the buttons but how you can push them and stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think certainly for the lower age groups, nice design. It does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room. It's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room. So it's that people can say, "Whoa, what's that? Whoa, that's my remote control." So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions
But it
that.
also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
Present and colors.
present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can't change much of that.
Too bad.
Yeah, so, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway, and most of the time there is a brand present on it, so I think that's not gonna affect it very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part.
Anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's open already, so you can use all the talk. Or anything else? It's 5:00.
Okay. Hello?
Go, Jurgen.
Oh, no. How do I
You pressed all that for?
No, I pressed the mouse button.
Oh, great. That's a self-destruct button.
Yeah, maybe you can do it from your computer,
Okay.
so
Focus,
If you
please.
all go
Yeah.
stand around
Yeah.
for a few
Sure.
minutes.
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had two examples. This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and buttons. It's
Yeah.
the easy one. I think we have to combine them
Yeah.
and merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But the age is under 40.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of
Okay,
functions.
so we have the option
So
for
not
more
too much,
functions.
but yeah.
We do have to integrate the screen
And
and
speech recognition, yeah.
Yeah.
This one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from
But
age of 16.
I
Yeah.
prefer prefer we use the basic options. Yeah, we have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels we can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video record or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only your
device.
Television.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's pretty easy. No, yeah.
So there are not extra options in this.
Okay,
there.
And
okay.
I also we have to make it fashionable, like
yeah.
You said before. Yeah, the basic functions. Only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options. You can put that in the screen. And
yeah,
then
make
and
a screen menu or something.
Yeah, screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it
mm-hmm.
looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
what
a clear
what
menu.
Other functionality is the screen? What does the screen
continue
do?
I'll try to fix the board.
But
it's
low power.
Yeah.
What are they?
Now, what does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do? What do they want to do?
So for the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
it didn't say what they want to do with
yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's really handy for advanced
yeah, okay.
Advanced functions.
Like
searching for channels.
Yeah, searching for channel programming then.
Back on my
it's
almost
well
finished.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between the functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my presentation is a bit sorry.
Well, you can use
a little technical
function. Yeah, a little bit. No.
Functional requirements?
Yeah, I think that would be it. No.
Sure.
Oh,
you put it in?
That would, you know.
You know, you
meant? It's not really English.
Keep up. Oh, working design, got it.
We can go for the look and feel of the left example, and then a screen on top of it.
Here you go.
All right. How do I skip pages?
Just press
the keys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls. And well, the info on the website which
mm-hmm.
connect to it. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this. But then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was
mm-hmm.
trying to organize them for myself and then make the
design.
The actual design, but I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button.
Mm-hmm.
It sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial frequencies, and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff.
Work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want?
Yeah.
We want to incorporate into it.
Okay. For those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group. We have to make clear what that is.
The target group of users, or
yeah, users.
Because 7 below 40, I mean,
yeah.
So
I think it's easy, but
yeah, or male
also
and female.
Children or just
yeah, it's below 40, so we
the
can
marketing
decide
research
where
started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but we need an lower level for this virus. So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If you have a larger public, we have more options to,
yeah,
to sell our product.
Yeah. So what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. That younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Design.
And yeah, that you can choose what the design displays.
Yeah.
Or
that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah,
and the advanced options for the younger people. Yeah, who are more,
so they're all incorporated in the screen, or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah,
the kind
yeah
of sliding bar and
yeah
the bus and stuff
yeah
like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the
if you make a drawing.
Yeah.
That's okay. Draw it very big. Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't have
line.
Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically alright,
remote.
Usually the power button
on
is
top
on top, I guess.
It should be easy to reach the top.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it should fit right into your hand. Right.
Right.
Most people are right-handed, so
yeah.
Maybe left-handed special edition, but okay. So if you put it like here or something, I don't know. Then you could put a screen like on a mobile phone also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it also with the thumb.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom, but then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have it in your hand
you
and the screen is below
it, so
and the buttons are in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
For example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than
yeah
the layout.
Yeah,
doesn't
right
work too well, it's this pen.
I think I can help it.
No.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the right.
The normal piece of
paper,
is
this
a
pen? Yeah. Maybe this. Kind of works.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels. And here one
for flipping up
yeah
and down.
And volume.
Yeah. That's usually like here, 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 here.
Yeah.
So we have up and down for the channels,
left
and left
right.
And right for the volume.
Those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
So we need just functional display.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, this is function.
And
so
you have
most
of the time you have one button in the middle, it
for
says
menu.
Menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then just
yeah.
most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind
yeah.
of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons,
yeah.
then OK to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to a upper level, and then finally say OK exit, or one button to exit it.
Yeah.
One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too. To
need a logo or remote control.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it should be if the screen is. Here, then the logo should be like on top. Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, but it depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
It's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean, the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But
for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why
I mean,
do you want to put the display in the bottom?
No, that looks sure.
That's not sure, but
yeah, maybe
because
it
if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button, and then yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more. Logical to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones and
yeah.
they also
they
have a screen on top.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab it.
Once it's on, it's
but
on. You don't need
most
to
most of the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press the channel
okay, put it on
to
top.
Put it on. So we put this on top,
yeah.
and then make the corporate logo like over here, RR, and just and the microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So these are some stripes, little holes.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
yeah,
if the microphone is good.
You cover it with your hand, so sure.
Yeah. Okay. So on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top on the side, I don't know,
yeah,
it should be able to.
Yeah,
it
doesn't.
On the sensitivity of the mic.
Okay, we'll leave this up to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers,
volume
channel up and down,
channel up and down
screen
and
is over there.
Advanced options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sound.
Bass,
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah. Equalizer, so if you have sound, but not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble
yeah,
and bass.
Yeah, remote control.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's pretty hard to write.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just oh, you have a digital. Better write it down over there. Yeah. So you have sound.
Functionality of the
kind of
remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever, you know? I don't
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones
make
use that in the beginning, but
you can disable
under the advanced option.
Yeah. But the television itself has also that options of the brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
Yeah.
People don't want to sit on their knees in front of the television with the usually only three buttons and very hard to contrast and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And you
it's more
the presentation.
Well,
if it does.
Yeah, well, I guess it. These were the only ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah,
and the
options and the LCD options.
And you have the remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the OPPO score, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that's communicated with the products. Yeah, with the chip and then trying to add, I mean.
So you have an additional processor and software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present. Channel volume selection present. Numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble. Screen settings, brightness, and
color.
Contrast is
okay,
color and brightness.
Yeah.
And with channel settings or channel programming, so you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah.
And when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV,
mm-hmm.
and then you can select a number. In your remote,
so
want
channel
to save
programming is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name the channel, or
well, most TVs automatically display the name once you get through the cable. Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV,
mm-hmm.
but with the position on your TV antenna. So your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want to have Veronica on channel number 5?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah.
If you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible.
How do you call it?
Yeah, how do you call it? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which would display all the values, all the channels,
mm-hmm.
which are possible. I mean, like 1, 2.
Like
30 or 90 or whatever, you try to, and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Very good.
Swap channels.
Swap.
Okay.
So
all functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL 5 on channel 5. And Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the time, if you overwrite the previous
one. Well, then,
it's
the user interface design.
It's pretty, I mean, you have to look on the menu.
And those are working
on the TV also.
But
he only has to figure out how it has to look.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah,
and the working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was specified.
Well, you get your homework. But
Or is it too hard to get to just do it on the remote program to change?
No, I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
Yeah.
You don't have to design protocols.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto secret is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says, on which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm, okay, and then it's say it's easier, because it's harder to, if you have already programmed it,
Yeah.
to swap, so you have to
but
think of something for that.
User interface designer can design a menu for all these functions,
Yeah.
or put them on
kind of structure into
Can
layers.
you make a map with all the, because it's now, there are lots of documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of
I think
the
layout
the layer
of the screen, and I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than the user interface?
No, I think that's more.
All of the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think I might have got that.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do, so if you wanna, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay, so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Form function.
I think that's a good.
But do I have to to make the menu layout also, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's your department, yes, because we already know the most.
We have to kind of work together. If I make the menu, like, I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to design it in a way that is
Okay, you are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, the menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers on the side.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty of every device that's in play.
Yeah, well, I guess this button, the OK.
Menu OK.
Or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it. And then I want to confirm, I want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button. To go one step back, it's only two extra buttons. But if it's very clear that they are for the screen,
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
Yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're setting with your remote control, you can press the menu button. Then you are suddenly into the
into your
display.
Screen. Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here, and just put it under the screen.
Just group the we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
We swap.
So
we make
just
it.
You just find out.
You
and then
just make the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and a.
Two okay and back.
Yeah.
Okay and
back. Yeah, I'll confirm
and
that.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
Those are still will be used.
Should
so
we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah. That's just to activate
the
screen.
Yeah, okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
navigate.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not.
Those are both
multifunctional.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function, that only the buttons that are used for the menu are lit
up? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Five minutes.
Alright. And that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
anything else?
Those buttons are little, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust
for
yeah,
some
bars.
Because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah.
In one
maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well,
we
yeah.
have those buttons. We
the
use
problem
that
with the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once. When you're not already at your
yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
and one
navigation
sorry.
Button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. A multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decide.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
you want to close down? Huh?
Yeah, I want to close down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not because I don't like you.
We have lunch break.
All right.
And then we can work for
30 minutes.
It might actually work pretty fast to make the meat.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
Alright, how long is the lunch break?
I don't know.
Next
time
we go. Okay.
Do we have to write down the our stuff now? First lunch break. I also
I believe it's first lunch break.
Everything in my head now, so.
Yeah. Really
interesting.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you can put the left one better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Some pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my
no,
not
okay.
finished presentation.
Sorry.
I will kick your ass later.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works, but it
yeah,
should
you
be
saved
safe.
It? Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah. It's should be
here, smart board.
Oh,
or maybe you can use it. Yeah, you can open it with
the
picture.
And
now
we have to make
like
some maps with all the data.
Yeah, I try to organize it by these three.
I hope.
Yeah,
it's just my own map, so
yeah,
I put everything into one.
I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here. We'll see.
But you've got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what I just showed.
But where do you, did you get the extra?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blurry. Yeah,
okay. Right.